Blog Talk Radio. to the king.
Lord.
Shabbat shalom, Israel. Well, I don't understand why I don't see me. Do you understand? There he is. I just showed up. Glory to the king.
Lord.
All right. Not that I don't know what I look like, but hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the king, king, king. The king is coming. Well, oh, by the way, Pastor, here. I still got these, man. I think damn it, if TJ has got a hold of them, I would have sent these up here by, but if not, I'll get these things out in the mail to you next week. I got this set, and I have this set. All right? I'm telling you, game changer. You're going to love it. Game changer. Okay. All right. You know, before we get started with the announcements and everything, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 to 27. Hope everybody's doing well.
Yes.
Everybody's doing fine. Glory to the king.
Lord.
And everybody's encouraged.
Yep.
Wonder why this thing ain't playing no, I can't see no chat. If y'all hear me, give me a 10 for the best. We need some adjustments. You know, 10, 1 for the worst. Let me know, all right? Type it on in there. Hallelujah. I see 10, 10, 10, 10. Everything's coming in good. Hallelujah. You know, brothers and sisters, when you have been in this way as long as I have, and mind you, we were in this way when we were young. In our mid-20s, 24, 25. That's young. Now we're on the other side of our late 50s. And I can tell you this. There ain't nothing else to do in this life but to serve the king. That really truly is nothing else. What else does it do?
Nothing. I mean, you found life.
Yeah.
You stay with it.
There's nothing else. I just don't understand, man. I know one thing. People going to miss out on the kingdom for when they have an opportunity to serve Yah with his people. And see, that's the deception of society. The deception of society and all this residue of religion that you bring with you, all of a sudden that devil starts spitting that stuff up in your ears and stuff. Look, when he wants to justify you in your way, you have to make an excuse to make yourself feel better, you know, about what you're doing. You know, for instance, like, it don't take all that. We ain't got to do all that. And then what's the first thing you do? You weigh your life with the Gentiles who you rub elbows with and hobnob with, who ain't trying to live the way.
Yes, sir. True.
And you start to look and see what they ain't doing it. And you look at us set apart, Israelites doing it. And then your mind tells you that you don't have to live this way. When no matter how many times, I don't care how many times you slice it, dice it, and cut it, we go to the law, we go to the prophets, we go to Yahshua, then we go to the apostles. You got it all covered right there. Showing you all throughout the scriptures about the way we're supposed to be living as a people. And you have to make a conscious effort to not hear the word in order to make yourself feel better. And then when it's all over and said and done with, you still ain't going to feel no better. All you did was just mess out. That's all you did. You missed out on an opportunity of a lifetime. You know what an opportunity of a lifetime is? The crucifying of this flesh.
Oh, hallelujah. True.
So that you can understand.
Yes, sir.
Now, Yah gave us dominion. And he intended on us to rule this world in righteousness. But to rule this world, he never intended upon us to rule this world independent of him. He expected us to follow his lead.
Yes.
He gave us this whole thing.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Here, you name it.
Yes, sir.
You got dominion over this whole thing. and only one thing. Man, it's sad. So anyway, let's go ahead and read this first before we get the announcements going. 1 Corinthians 1:26 and read on, teach.
For you see your calling, brethren.
I wish some of you could. I wish some of you could see your calling. Maybe you're too heady and high-minded to see your calling. But I'm getting ready to show you what the Apostle Shaul said about our calling and about who we are as a people. And I'm going to show you what the Messiah himself, the Most High, thinks about us in this calling so that your head won't get puffed up and so you won't get high-minded and then start to think too much of yourself more than you ought to. Let's hear what he said. Boy, you see your calling. Now, we got to go over this because in our day, it should be said, you don't see your calling. Mm. Back then, they saw it.
Yes, sir.
Right now, you don't see your calling.
Yes, sir.
But to stick with what Paul wrote in his letter to the Corinthians, for you see your calling, brethren, what?
How that not many wise men after the flesh.
See that? Y'all is not called many wise men after the... And what's the first thing y'all want to listen to? Wise men after the flesh.
Come on, sir.
Huh? Yeah, you do.
Yes, sir.
You think that's where the epitome of all knowledge and wisdom. You think it's where it all center and come from. Not many what?
Not many wise men after the flesh.
After the flesh, come on.
Not many mighty.
Not many what?
Mighty.
Not many mighty. Come on.
Not many noble.
Not many noble. Or what?
Or called.
No. Man, we the off-scour of the earth. That's what we are.
Yes, sir.
We the low base things.
Yes, sir.
Of the earth. Don't you ever come over here and think that you have ever, at any given time, have ever been something. We are nothing.
I mean... Yes.
That's the problem with a lot of you. Damn heady. High mind.
Not focused on Christ.
No, hell no. It's all about them. And then some of you, you want to try to control everybody because of your emotions. Ain't nobody going to cater your unstable emotions. If anything, over here straight away, you should learn right now, put your emotions out here and see how fast they get rebuked and stepped on. You're dealing with men over here. This is a patriarchal. We ain't catering this. Our eyes is on the king.
I mean.
It's all about Yahshua and the king.
Yes.
That's what it's all about. Read on.
But Yah has chosen.
What did he choose?
The foolish.
Wait a minute. So have you been chosen?
Yes, sir.
Have you been chosen?
Yes.
I know I've been chosen.
Yes, sir.
Yah said he chose the foolish things
of
the world. That's what he said.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
So just when you think yourself is something, notice what God said that he did when he chose each and every last one of us with your heady, high-minded self. He chose the foolish things of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to break it down even more. He chose the vine dressers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the day when Babylon was sacking us, they took all the mighty people. Anybody ever heard from Monkey Bastard lately? I ain't seen Monkey Bastard in the chat room lately, man. But, man, everybody listen. Y'all, so every time that you remember your calling, being called to be an Israelite saint, you remember that y'all chose the foolish things of the world, and then you put your name right next to that word foolish.
Yes.
That's what you do.
Yes.
Bless you, Elder, the Hebrew. Thank you for your offer, my brother. Said no place he'd rather be than right here, and we here. You got that right.
Hallelujah.
Read on, teach.
God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise.
See the reason why people be tripping up on us?
Yes, sir.
See the reason why they're perplexed? They look at us. Who y'all think y'all are? Talking the way you talking, acting the way you acting, looking the way you look. It confounds them, confuses them.
Yeah.
It makes them astonished, be all odd believing. Then they're like, what in the world? And the what?
And Yah has chosen the weak things of the world.
Wait a minute. Mm. Just when you think you're strong.
Ooh, come on.
And all that. I don't care who you are. Y'all said he chose the weak things of the world. See, in other words, the way Yah sees us is totally different than the way we see ourselves.
Yeah.
But the safest place to be is to see yourself the way Yah sees us.
Come on, sir.
Read on.
Chosen the weak things of the world, you confound the things which are mighty.
Read on.
And the base things of the world.
And man, how much more lower can you keep going? Foolish, weak, base.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
And things which are despised.
And me and you out there trying to get accepted. You just don't know what the scriptures say about you.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Has Yah chosen, yeah. And things which are not, to bring to naught things that are.
There it is.
Mm.
Woo!
Strong. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Now, everybody, maybe you'll get off your high horse. Come down from your little mountain. Everybody.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes.
Read.
That no flesh.
There's no what?
No flesh.
Should do what?
Should glory in his presence.
Mm. And every time you turn around, flesh is trying to exalt itself. In some way, shape, fashion, or form, it is. Zero flesh is going to glory in his presence.
Hallelujah.
Nobody's going to puff themselves up in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
You can forget that.
Yes.
Foolish, lowly, base, despised, weak,
yep.
Rejected.
Foolish. Yes.
That's all of us, Israelites. Now who won't be Israel? See what I'm saying? Just when you think yourself something, you are nothing.
Nothing. Come on.
All right. So make sure you get your spot in for the Passover. Listen, I go through this all the time. I know y'all listen to the broadcast. And I don't know why, year after year, I still have to go through the same old spiel.
Interesting.
It is interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
First of all, let me talk to you communities. In case you didn't hear, I'm going to talk directly to you communities first, heads. You should be the first ones to call the dining hall and put your numbers in and let us know when you're coming. You should be the first ones.
Yes, sir.
Why, Pastor Dow? If you ever hosted any event, you know you need a leadway because it's literally a logistical nightmare. If you don't have your numbers right, so you'll know what portions of things you need to get.
Yes, true.
How to prepare these meals. This ain't Denny's, Shoney's, Cracker Barrel, and IHOP.
Yes, sir.
This is Israel.
Yes, sir.
We've even had to come up with a new way to do breakfasts for the feast now. To do breakfast for the feast. You know the reason why? Because we do breakfast based on the numbers. And well over 3/4 of the people don't even show up for breakfast.
That's true.
So we need to adjust our menu. Make some good old homemade granola. I'll show up for that.
Yes, sir.
You understand me running, having our sisters slaving over these meals and then, yeah. Man, because you know the one thing we don't want to do is, now on a farm, we don't never really choose to waste food because we can give it to the animals. But we don't like wasting.
True.
So you community, you should be the first one to call and get your numbers in.
Definitely.
And I ain't got numbers, nothing but for two of them.
Mm.
Pastor Cord and Pastor Mira. That's it. And I know y'all heard me. Then you whole fellowships, you should be hot on the heels of the second, right behind the communities. And then all the rest of you Israelites, you should be we got 140 people that called in and put their numbers in. That's it. Knowing our feast days run 800, 900, 1,000.
Yes, sir.
Knowing that these days, that's a long way off, man.
Yes, sir.
I guess you got, you know, I guess you got a constant rebuke, don't you? The book says, be not weary in well-doing. For in due season, you'll reap if you don't faint. Man, you can come to celebrate if you invite it. We have a protocol.
Yes, sir.
You call the number behind me. You ask for Elder Doug Becker. You ask for him. He'll vet you. See if you are worthy to be here. He got a list of questions he's going to ask you. This is not Christianity where you come as you are. Now, we don't have enough of that mess. There's enough of that mess.
Yeah.
And the only thing we see is flesh showing up.
Yes.
This is a private, exclusive ministry.
Lord.
Well, what do you mean by that? The kingdom is private. Y'all don't give the Holy Spirit to everybody. He selects his people.
Come on, hey.
Didn't
come
he
on.
Say that in the book of Acts?
Come on.
And y'all added to the assembly daily, son, as should be.
Come on.
Should be saved. Don't give me all that hogwash and that bull jive and that junk. Don't give me no religion.
That's good. Yeah.
You got to be chosen.
Got to be, hey. Praise God. Yes, sir.
So if y'all don't mind, can I please get y'all to call in and leave the numbers there? Now, household herbs, if there ever was a time that we can actually show up to the Passover and everybody could be pretty much healthy.
Yes, sir.
You don't fight these little, because the seasons are changing.
Yeah. Yes,
pollen's in the air and everything, you know what I mean? Man, we can load up on some of this. Household herbs, man.
Mm-hmm.
We got some of the best herbs in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't have to worry about no chakras. No Hindu spirits. Houdini ain't in it.
Nope.
You ain't got to worry about we are charging up crystals.
Nope.
Putting pyramids in our house and
nope.
And meditate and trying to turn ourselves blue and brown and purple and green. No, this shit for real, though. People do stuff like this, man.
Yes, sir. They be awesome.
We got to worry about that. All we got to do is use the, like the book says, the herb of the field for the service of man. Besides you doing your own maintenance of your own self. Cleanses the upper and lower respiratory system, enhances lymphatic systems, and the function eliminates respiratory issues and prevents viral replication. You know, they reproduce themselves, replicate themselves again and again. Kind of like a mutation. And plus, on top of that, it strengthens the immune system. Some of the best I've seen yet.
Yes, sir.
HouseholdHerbs.com. Now, listen. We tried the Cash App thing. And we're still waiting on Cash App to get right. So a lot of donations came in, and a lot of them got rejected. So y'all need to go back to the old Cash App, the Cash App $ Pastor Dow. And give there until further notice, and we'll get right back with you. All right? And we do appreciate your donation. The Most High appreciate more than anything because it helps for the work of his ministry.
Lord.
And make no mistake about it, it is his ministry.
Okay.
Most of you have already either been rejected, forgiven, or you've already received a refund of some sort. So if you have intended on giving for Cash App, and it didn't go through, you can resubmit it to the old Cash App, okay? Everything is, I mean, after all, the Biden administration turned around and is going to hire 60,000 IRS workers, man. They can fill up a whole football stadium with that. What are they telling you is? They tell you they're coming after you. I think I'm with Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's in the House of Representatives from Georgia. She thinks we all get a divorce. The blue states from the red states. No, think about it, because you're straight government. Government done got way too big. The states have allowed government to get way too big and to gain too much power. We'll stop all this mess. The divide, it shouldn't be the United, it should be the divided states of America. Man, have you ever noticed you can mention one subject and all of a sudden you'll see all this passion coming out of the people because the divide in this country is so real. We disagree on morality because one says, Yah says, or the word says, God says, and the other people say, government says. For real.
True.
We disagree on what truth or religion is. One says, God says. The other one says, government says. That's why we got a big old divide. We disagree on the way that our federal government is handling this Ukraine situation. We disagree about, one says, I think it's my right to kill babies in the womb and outside the womb. One says, government says. The other one says, Yah says. And the divide is getting so great that at the mention of one of these subjects, you watch emotions go through the roof right there. The people are literally ready to kill each other and do bodily harm.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to ask you a question. Here we are in 2023. Is America better off or worse off than we were in the 80s? Somebody say worse.
Worse.
Worse. We have all the technology in the world, and we are worse off than we've ever been in the history of mankind. And guess what? We are going from bad to worse. It ain't going to get any better. Why? Because the world is preparing itself to receive the man of sin.
True.
And right now, America is gearing up for another war. All you got to do is just listen to the way they talk. The pattern don't change. Well, what are you talking about? Oh, listen to me. We're gearing up for another war.
Mm.
Here we are. The Hegelian dialectic. Problem, reaction, solution. You got something to say on that, Gene? What we're talking about as far as the divide in this country on morality?
If you, the people who speak the loudest are usually the more ignorant.
Yeah.
And if you want a picture of that in your own household, ask a teenager to do something against his will, and he, if he is an ungodly, uncouth, they will speak the loudest and say the most and not say anything that is meaningful or truthful for that matter.
Everything's loaded in emotion.
So there are a bunch of teenagers running around.
Yeah, that's basically what we got. Y'all getting it, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry for y'all had to be born in this wicked generation like this. I thought long, hard, and careful. I promise I did. I thought long, hard, and careful. Long, hard, and careful. Before I decided to have another child to bring water in this world. I did. I thought long, hard, and careful. Do I really want to bring a child into this world? No, for real. I mean, you got to think, man, I love the soul of the unborn, even though they don't have a soul yet, man. Think about it. I'm usually a guy, I talk about self-autonomy a lot. That means I exercise in myself. So I really, truly think a lot. I meditate a lot. And I was like, do I really want to do this? I ain't even no son. I ain't no son from nothing. When I was thinking about bringing a child in this world, sure, I got a run of the mill of the women here in the ministry. I could pick one from here. I didn't know what in the world. I thought, though. I thought long and hard I did. And then you know what the conclusion was I came to? Y'all want to hear it?
Yes, sir.
Anybody want to hear it? Type in 7. And I, mind you, I meditated on this for years. You want to know what it was?
Yes, sir.
The wicked are already outbirthing the righteous exponentially. If we don't start producing children ourselves in this world, there won't be no righteous left for the king to come.
Mm.
You only need one righteous to put 1,000. 2 for 10,000.
Yes, sir.
Ooh. If Yah just with one, he'll tell you just like he did Gideon, you got too many, man. Don't do this. Yah with you. Hey, if Yah's with you, it don't make no difference if the world got 10,000.
Wow. Come on, Chef.
Did y'all hear me?
Woo!
Then my fears dispel.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. If I can use fear, because I was just thinking about it.
Yes, sir.
Should I really bring seed into this wicked-ass world? I thought years on this, especially since we're in biblical marriage. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And I did. I'm not like a lot of people out here that just, y'all just going through the motions. My moves are calculated. Not all of them, but I get it as I go. One way or the other. I know one thing. I've never seen a righteous forsaken.
Hallelujah. Come on.
I've never seen his seed begging for bread.
Yep.
I know that I'm y'all's.
Yes, sir.
And where he leads me, I'll follow him.
Yes, sir.
But where you led it, no. I said where he leads me.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I may start this way, but he going to put me this way.
Hallelujah.
Because I'm a servant.
Yes.
Of the Most High Yah. I'm a slave to be the Most of the Most High Yah.
Yes.
That makes sense?
Yes,
for all you wise people think that we have some type of power. I mean, Jeremiah couldn't do what he wanted to do. What the hell you make you think we're going to do what we want to do? He ain't going to let a prophet do what he want to do. How are we going to do what we want to do?
Okay.
Somebody need to tell me, if y'all hear from Monkey Bastard, let me know, man. I'm concerned I'm not hearing about my brother, though. All right? But it is making sense.
Yes, sir. That's good.
I literally thought about that, though, man.
Yes, sir.
And my little son, not only does he bring joy to my heart, but he brings joy to many, though.
Hallelujah.
So that little dude's something else.
Hey, praise God.
You can tell, you know, most people say, oh, hey, he's special. Yeah, he's a special little child. I ain't got to say it myself. Everybody else will tell you.
Yeah.
There's something going on with that little dude.
Yes, sir. Praise God.
Does he still get the rod? Oh, you better believe it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you better believe. He gets to go the way of all men. Huh?
Lord.
So we all come through the wedding. Appreciate all y'all on Cash App over there, my brothers and sisters. So we all get to go through the way, and we saw Lee and Nadia.
Mm-hmm.
In that beautiful ceremony. I'm sure by now they done consummated the marriage. If they hadn't, we gonna have to talk.
Definitely.
God created sex because it's good. Feels good. But I was speaking to quite a few people, man, and it really hit me. It really hit me. And then I understood even the more so while we're married to Yah, the end of it, the marriage supper of the Lamb, the Feast of Tabernacles. I understood death and marriage. Did y'all know that death and marriage is the same?
Mm.
I'm going to explain.
Yes, sir.
That's my granddaughter, right? So, man, I'm sitting up here. She's getting married. I'm happy. I'm happy for the man she's getting married to. I mean, here's a perfect example of the assembly.
Yeah.
The way y'all want us to be, without spot, wrinkle, blemish, any such thing. I mean, these, I can tell you right now, these two wasn't running and hiding and doing shit behind the scenes.
Hallelujah.
Corrupting themselves. and they're still claiming to be virgins.
Mm-hmm.
They wasn't defiling themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing about it, because one was in Indiana, the other was in Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
Next thing we do, that's probably the best thing to do when people we know are going to get married.
Yes, sir.
Just move them off to another community.
Yes, sir.
Let them communicate like that. Then the day of marriage, they get to talk then.
Hallelujah.
Tell me, they ain't wise.
Yes, sir.
Hell, they did it with Isaac and Rebecca.
Yes, sir.
Don't give me that. Keep them pure.
Yes, yes.
Walk in, man. I see, and then Brother Lee coming in the form of Messiah.
Yes.
Ooh. And before y'all people out there get damn too religious, there's more Messiahs in the book than just Yahshua.
Come on.
There were plenty of saviors of Israel.
Oh.
But they never committed blasphemy.
Yes, sir.
Which you don't know what it is. Blasphemy. Blasphemy is they never, ever came in the vein of Yahshua, who we all knew was Yah in the flesh.
Yes, sir.
They never committed that. I thought I went over this some time ago, too. But anyway, so I was sitting there watching this pure bride. Not even touched.
Come on.
Without spot, wrinkle, blemish. And then you got these ignorant-ass people on there. Well, you put the video on, well, it was a man of virgin. How dumb and stupid can you be in this world and society today?
Man, I ain't no hymen.
Virgin is only a definition or defined by a woman. A man cannot be a virgin.
No.
Well, I don't know. Y'all transgender thinking selves out there, who knows what. That's probably what's affecting your minds nowadays. It damn sure, I mean, it's the ignorance is off the chain.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you're too busy trying to, what, emasculate a man, make him look like a woman any damn way. That's probably the reason why you think that way. Mm-hmm. But a man can't be no virgin. You out of your damn mind? Mm-hmm. Then he get pissed off. Look how he talk. Look how you think.
Yeah, I mean, that's very vulgar.
I should be raised in hell. Yeah, the way you think. Oh, what I'm saying.
Yeah.
True.
Man.
This is what you call shouting from the rooftop.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
So, wow. Then a father's given away. His daughter's been in his house for 20 years. Prepared and ready. And she prepared and ready, too. Because that woman can cook, she can bake, she can clean, she can do everything. Everything.
Great price.
We should have put a $500,000 price tag on her. That's what we should have did.
Yes, sir.
Bride price.
$250,000.
Yeah. Then you get these people out here. You get these people out here. Well, that is standing vote. There's the increase again. There's the sense. See what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
You can tell these people do not live by the word.
That is. Come on.
But some of you went out there and open up your legs and gave up your virginity for a Big Mac and a movie. But you valuable. Don't give me that shit. It's laughable. Yeah, boy, y'all are laughable and comical in the way that y'all think out there.
Man.
No wonder nobody don't want to have these discussions with us. I don't blame them. I wouldn't want to talk straight away either. Because they're going to discover something about you. But when they get married, we all experience joy, and then we experience sadness.
Right. Oh, yes, definitely.
The joy, because we know she's going to a righteous man.
Yes, sir.
Then the sadness, I'm never going to see my daughter. I don't see her, but I'm not going to see her every day.
Right.
I mean, she's gone from here.
Yes.
Then I went up to Little Freeman. I said, come here. I called him up while he was practicing his prayer. I said, hey, son, marriage is like death. He says, I wasn't going to say anything, but I've been in mourning all week long. Because that's his big sister. Who literally, they were brothers and sisters, literally best friends.
True, yes.
I've been experiencing death. I said, brother, I get it. But y'all see what I'm saying now?
Yeah, that's good.
Marriage is just like death. It's like when somebody passes on.
Yeah.
I miss my dad. I miss Dad Dow.
Yep.
But I know Dad Dow going to the
right.
kingdom.
Yes, sir.
What I miss is just being able to see him, talk to him, hear his words. You understand what I mean? I just miss his presence.
Yes, sir.
Definitely. Yes,
sir. But my heart leaps with joy because I know he, yeah, he's finished his course. Fought a good fight.
Yes, sir.
Finished course, kept the faith.
Yes.
So I said, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dow, bless you well for your labor of love and being obedient, servant to the King of Glory. Well, thank you, Sister awesome. Yakam. Hey, just keep praying. Y'all keep praying for my strength.
Yes, sir.
But, and I said that, I said, man, marriages, y'all made this. So everything is new. It's like a new beginning.
Mm.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Think about that, man. Marriage and death synonymous.
Wow.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Yeah. I mean, after all, when we die, what's happening? We're going to get married.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yep. That's why in this life, we have to prepare ourselves.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. This life is a preparation.
Wow.
Yeah. So we can remove every spot.
Dang.
So when he do present us to the Father, to the King, we will be without spot. We're just going to believe him. Then everybody says, well, how are you going to get married to virgins? Because we've already been washed.
Come on.
We've already been clean. We've been
Yes. the
He's been working on us, been
oh. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Yes, man!
One groom.
Come on.
Many brides.
Come on.
Like the Messiah said, and the kingdom of heaven is like unto 10.
10?
Oh, virgins.
Yeah.
5 of them were wives,
yes.
5 foolish virgins.
Uh-oh.
Man, he's fruitful.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, yeah, we all trying to tell people, hey, you don't know my king?
Oh, there it is.
Man, come and see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on.
Come and see. Trying to get as many people we
That's
can.
That's it. Yes. Come on.
That's the way women's supposed to be.
Oh, man. Come on.
Yes. Oh, we done missed it.
Man.
Instead, we tanked up on envy, jealousy, strife, bitterness, competition, and not even seeing a whole damn picture. Oh, man. May y'all crucify this flesh. If not, may he kill us.
Come on.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
He's going to give us the song, man. I don't know what they're doing in there anyway. Man. This is good. Is this not good? So, y'all know what comes. We'll shift this for a second, all right? Y'all know what comes right after Mardi Gras, right?
Oh, boy.
Okay. Y'all know what comes right after Mardi Gras, right?
No.
Anybody want to know what comes right after Mardi Gras?
Yes, sir.
Y'all want to know? Let me just type 3 in there. I'll let you know. Right after Mardi Gras. These Christians are something else, man. What comes right after Mardi Gras is Ash Wednesday. Lent. These Christian celebrations.
Well, right after Halloween, all things.
Yeah! Are you hearing me? You know what Ash Wednesday is, right?
Yes, sir.
Ash Wednesday is the 40 days.
Okay.
The celebration.
Yep.
Sanctification. In the Christian vernacular. Before Easter. Y'all hear that, right?
Yes, sir.
That's why you see people running around with all this dirt on their forehead, ashes, with the cross. I looked at one man, I seen it this week, I go, boy, I bet she believes she doing something. And you know who they doing it for? Tumuz lived 40 years, he got killed by a hog. Y'all hear me? I know this sounds crazy, but this is Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me very closely.
Yes, sir.
Tumuz got killed by a hog at 40 years old, and each year for a day until Easter. And then on Easter is when they have a big celebration for the god Tammuz. And they eat a ham dinner. You can't make this stuff up. I'm telling y'all, man. If y'all think I'm lying, I prove me wrong.
Wow.
This is Christianity 101. I kid you not.
What?
I kid you not. Ash Wednesday, lit. So you see me run around all these crosses on top of the hill.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know it sounds crazy. When Tammuz's mom died, Queen of Heaven, Semiramis went to Nimrod. You know how she ended up getting reborn, rebirthed? An egg fell out of the sky on the side of the Euphrates River. And has an outcome the Queen of Heaven. But you know what these priests would do? These priests would actually have sex with virgins.
Lamb on the altar.
They would lamb on the altar, have sex with them, birth the children, and those children, about the time at the next, around the vernal equinox, they would turn around and have the children, which would be about 3 months old. They would sacrifice these children, and they would paint these eggs blood red.
God.
Damn it, there's your Easter.
And that's why they're so red today.
That's why they are. That's why they are. Christianity.
Why?
Christianity 101. You don't believe me? Go check it out.
Hallelujah.
And these people keep saying, every time they keep saying, I'm a Christian. I said, you don't know what the hell you thought. You're ignorant. I know you're ignorant. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the 1,000% truth.
Very same time frame, but 9 months later,
yeah.
It's going to be December 25th.
Yep.
Wow.
Same time.
Pastor Dow. Now, come on, Pastor Dow. Ain't you making this? Hold on. I'll tell you what. Where in the Bible does it tell us to celebrate a Ash Wednesday? Where does it tell us to remember Lent?
Second Opinions, chapter 2.
Yeah. Well, Gene says, Second Opinion, chapter 2. I got you. Where? And then where are the instructions for it? And then the sad part about it is that people are getting ready to go out here and commit another abomination. But see, I full well know, because remember, ignorance ain't no excuse. Watch this. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 8. I ain't making this stuff up, man. One abomination after another abomination after another abomination after another abomination after another abomination. We just keep heaping up to ourselves. And this is Christianity. And then the Catholic Church came in and said, listen, we can't be killing all these babies. We'll keep the celebration, but we'll stop them killing the babies. And listen, I wish somebody, if somebody could prove me wrong, I'd give you $1,000. I just have to go dip in my envelope. While I save some money, I'll get $1,000 if you just prove me wrong.
The second opinion work?
Huh?
The second opinion work?
No, second opinions don't work.
$1,000.
And then people think, Teacher Shane just said, you ain't got to dip in the kid, I'll give it to you. Teacher Shane said, I'll give it to you right here. Got $1,000 right here. I'll give it to you if they can prove you wrong. This stuff will sit here and rot and turn into ashes before somebody prove us wrong on that. 30 years of God, you know, chapter 8, man. And let's read. Here we go again. See, I got all these little notes. We're not on script, but we're on script. Come on, teacher.
And it came to pass in the 6th year, in the 6th month, in the 5th day of the month, as I sat in my house, and the elders of Judah sat before me, that the hand of Yahweh Elohim fell there upon me.
All right now.
Then I beheld, lo, a likeness, as of the appearance of fire, from the appearance of his loins even down, fire, and from his loins even upward, as the appearance of brightness, as the color of amber. And he put forth the form of a hand. And he took me by a lock of my
hair. And here's another example. I'm telling you, when y'all see Jesus, y'all gonna see a black man. Color of amber. So you might as well, if you're racist, you might as well get rid of that shit because it ain't going to work. It ain't changing. Mm-hmm. I am Yahweh Elohim, I change not. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So just get past this damn color shit. The reason why I keep blaming it, the reason why I keep bringing it up, because the white folks are the ones who get all offended about the color shit. You've been painting images and then damn painting your damn, all of it, all whitewashed, all these damn centuries. As soon as we start bringing out truth, you get mad as hell.
Truth.
All we doing is bringing truth.
Yes. Truth.
When I was a so-called Christian, I didn't give a shit what color Jesus was. I just want to be saved.
Come on. God.
Now all of a sudden, you care about what color he is.
Yes.
Man, don't start that mess with me. Don't start that mess with me. And then you got so many people leading people to a living burning hell because they think that their salvation is based on their skin color. You finished. You done. And see, and that's the reason why all these one West Hebrew, so-called Hebrew Israelite camps, that's why they all of them missed the kingdom. Because the one thing that none of them never preach is having a spirit.
Yes, sir.
Because, see, Yah is the one who knows them that he is.
Yes, sir.
And the one that he knows that he is the one who he gives his spirit to.
Yes, sir.
That's why he said, I will dwell in you.
Yes.
I will manifest myself unto
Come
you.
On.
Not like unto the world.
Girl, come on.
I will manifest myself unto you.
Come on.
I will put my spirit in you. And that happened on the day of Pentecost, Shavuot.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And most people ain't never had this experience.
Mm-mm. No, very true.
And then the book says, don't you be deceived by any means. And yet, what are people being deceived by? Means.
Mm.
Don't want to hear us, because we already know who we are.
Yes.
Foolish, low-based, off scouring of the earth, the despised, the rejected.
Yes.
Nah, we ain't intelligent enough for you. But chosen of Yah.
Yes, sir. That is.
But chosen
yes,
of Yah. They don't want to hear from us, though. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Y'all the one who called and anointed us. Read on.
And the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and the heavens.
Read.
And brought me in the visions of Yah to Jerusalem, to the door of the inner gate that looks towards the north, where was the seat of the image of jealousy.
There it is. The seat of the image of jealousy. Now, you know, we already know what that is, right? You go back to the law, to the commandments. You shall not have no other mighty ones. You shall have no other gods before my face.
Right.
For Yahweh Elohim is a jealous hell.
Yes, sir.
Visiting crookedness of the father from the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. So in love and commitment to a thousand that love me and guard my command. So we know it is. There has to be another God.
Right.
That's exactly what it is.
Yes.
The image of jealousy is another almighty one, another God. Come on.
Well, you know, one of the things that most people don't get is that the thing that kills people who are called by his name and the thing that wicked people who are not called by their name are killed by the same disease. You know what that disease is?
What is it?
Ignorance.
Ignorance.
And what does it say? My people who are called by my name perish for lack of knowledge.
Short for lack of knowledge.
Ignorance. And it says in Romans that they were willingly ignorant, dumb on purpose. But what's even worse is that when they do get some word or knowledge in them, they're also deceived and they're self-deceived because it says, be a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving
yourself.
So they're killed by a virus and a disease. Both of them are because they're not willing to, A, become intelligent about the history, about Yah's word, and get some knowledge, get some understanding. And then when they do get it, they don't do a damn thing about it.
Yep. Come on with it.
Well, you're the only example I have ever seen in 50 years of life. 50 years of life. And I've told you this, and it's not an idolatrous statement. You're the closest thing I've ever seen to Jesus Christ. And that is literally because you do the word.
Ooh, that's a humbling statement. May God have mercy on my soul.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. And mind you, we all are supposed to mimic our master.
Yes, sir. Sure.
Our Savior.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
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 So I get it. I get it. But see, it's not my lips that's praising. It's somebody that sees and recognizes the work. He didn't say I was Jesus Christ.
No, Jesus Christ is in you.
No. There you go. That's the great one. Read on, teach. Listen to this. It gets better.
Or was the seed of the image of jealousy which provokes to jealous?
Mm.
And behold, the glory of Elohim of Israel was there, according to the vision that I saw in the flame. This said he unto me.
What did he say?
Son of man, lift up your eyes. Now the way toward the north.
Mm-hmm.
So I lifted up my eyes, the way toward the north. And behold, northward at the gate of the altar, this image of jealousy in the entry. He said furthermore unto me, Son of man, see you what they do? Even the great abominations that the house of Israel commits there, that I should go far? All from my sanctuary?
So many of you people practice this Christian replacement theology stuff, claiming yourselves to be the new regenerated former house of Israel. This is pretty much you. In your wicked forms right here. All this idolatry, slinging idolatry all over the place, serving other gods all over the dang place. This is pretty much you. Because the true worshipers are going to worship the Father and Spirit and truth. They would not bow down. They would not serve another body. You people, man,
yeah,
you do it with no conscience at all.
Mm.
That's why we can't wait till y'all come and reign, man.
Yes, sir.
We're going to be with it. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
And then when he says, the vengeance is mine, I'm going to repay. You know what he's going to do, right? He's going to repay all the wickedness on all the things that this world has done to his people.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. And all you false representatives that have deceived his people.
Mm.
He gonna annihilate you. Then all the people of this wicked world who serve the man of sin. Listen, Yah has never started this thing, begin this thing with trying to get the most people. He's never been that way.
True.
He's always after the remnant.
Mm-hmm.
Remnant means few. There's only a few righteous,
yes, sir,
in all the earth.
Yes, sir.
You gonna go to the wicked and ask them, are you righteous? They don't even know what the hell righteousness is.
Man.
You know. It never happened. But y'all knows.
Yes, sir.
That's why we are in a good place.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Free teach.
Praise God.
But turn you yet again, and you shall see greater abominations.
Watch this.
And he brought me to the door of the court. And when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall.
A hole in the wall. What was in the wall, though?
Then said he unto me.
What did he say?
Son of man, dig now in the wall. When I had digged in the wall, behold a door.
Yeah, I opened up, I digged in the wall, over the door, and I opened up the door. Come on.
And he said unto me.
What did he say?
Go in.
Go in now. Because guess what? You want to behold some wicked abominations. Look at this. That they do. Ask Wednesday. Lent. You know the reason why they do all this shit, right? Because you know, in the wintertime, in the winter solstice, the sun, it goes down to his, to kind of like a resting place. And then it rises up, born again, new. It starts giving more life to the day. Are you following me? That's why Christianity is called sun worship.
S-U-N.
Mm. Y'all begin to understand it.
Yeah.
I know this sounds crazy as hell, but this is all you just look in day history, it'll tell you. Don't believe past out, just go look in day history. And mind you, I'm rusty on what I'm telling you, but I'm giving you more. Man, we used to preach this stuff until we were blue in the face.
Yeah.
Then you know what?
They go up to that life.
Yeah. But I changed my philosophy, you know what I mean? We talk about this all the time in our youth. trying to warn people. Then I figured out something.
They don't care.
Goats feast while sheep starve. Goats feast while sheep starve. Yahshua said, if you love me, feed my sheep. You love me, feed my lamb. He said, you never feed no damn goats.
Oh,
here we are, sitting up here throwing this rice to a bunch of damn goats, and all they do is trample on it. Man, come on!
You just get it.
Ain't nothing wrong. You know, you get it.
Yes,
you get it. Yes, yeah! We said, man, forget y'all, man. We're going straight to the sheep. And we've been feeding the sheep over 20-something years. Because you can't convince these damn goats, man. These goats are stubborn.
Yeah, he did.
Damn goats, man, they off the chain. Y'all should say you love me. Feed my lambs. You love me, feed my lambs. You love me, feed my sheep. Now, what's the difference between a lamb and a sheep? One is an infant, the other one is full grown.
Ooh.
Can we talk to you?
Ooh, come.
And then we have to try to break that down to the Lord's commandment. Listen, that's why the book says he to have ears. Let him hear. I can't give it to you. I can't break it down no law. I can go lower. But if you don't have the ears to hear, none of my business. My job is to discern the sheep from the goats.
Mm.
Simple enough. Everybody who thinks they're so wise. Read on, teach.
He said unto me, go in and behold the wicked abominations that they do here.
What do they do?
So I went in and saw. And behold, every form of creeping thing.
Y'all hear that? Every form of what?
Creeping things.
Now stop for one damn minute. Where else do you read about creeping things? Abominations of creeping things. Wild things. You read it in the Torah.
So
read on.
Every form of creeping things. Every form of abominable things.
Hey, but you also read it in Acts chapter 10, though. The great knit sheep that was lifted up. And he did it three times. The book says thrice. Am I right? Come on.
And all the idols of the house of Israel.
Now, wait a minute, damn it. Wait a minute. The house of Israel is supposed to only have one. A calf.
Yes.
Elohim.
Yes.
What the hell is Israel doing with all these damn idols? You know what? That's why he said this is an abomination.
Yes, sir.
So what's Christianity doing? A plethora of gods. Listen. Yeah, man, listen. You read Leviticus 23. It lays out clearly to us, Deuteronomy 16:16. Listen, we have righteous, holy, appointed Moedim's set apart times.
Yeah.
And it's only the one Elohim. It doesn't have nothing to do with all these pantheons of damn gods. Every time he turns, God for Christmas, God for Easter, God for Sunday, God for every damn thing on the earth, God for Valentine's Day. God's all over the damn place. And I'm warning you, and you get mad as hell at me, because your mama, your daddy, your grandmama, your great-grandmama, and all of them were the shit, they all pagans. And they all only way to live and burn in hell. The least one thing I did, I love you enough to tell you the truth.
Amen.
I'm not worried about being despised and rejected. I love you enough to tell you the truth.
Yes, sir.
This, your mama, your daddy, your grandma, me, mom, papa, your damn false-ass, wicked-ass pastor, lying-ass pastor, none of them ever did. Your mom and daddy love you so damn much that they remain stupid, dumb, and ignorant and put your soul salvation on the line. You only got one life to live, and you say, oh, I love you, bullshit. You only know what the hell love is.
Come on, preacher.
Selfish asses.
Come on.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. That's good.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't give me that. Then you wonder why. Why are y'all always shitting and damning and helling and bastarding? Tell me why. Y'all ain't
like a trumpet, and shout out with Jacob the skin.
Yes.
What do you got? You know, I realized something. This is the first time I realized this.
What is?
Do you know that Christians do the same thing as goats? Christians will eat things that are abomination, things that are told not to eat. Goats will eat shit, because I used to graze goats. They'll eat anything and everything, and they think it's food.
They don't.
And when you come up to a Christian, and you start talking about the law, statutes, and commandments, the food of the word, they reject it for shit that isn't food.
For real!
Why they're goats. Because they're eating unclean things. They're not eating things that are food. And he's trying to give us an example. Eat the food. Leave the shit for other, the unclean things. But people are, and literally, and we got brothers and sisters who don't even know they're Israel yet. They're getting fed shit. And because that's all they've been given is shit. And like one guy said one time, if I put toilet water, a drop of toilet water into purified water, would you drink it?
Hell no!
He said it depends how thirsty I was.
That's a dumbass verse.
Well, and the thing is that that's what they're being fed because they don't know any better because my people perish for lack of.
But yeah, it's not because you have somebody out there deceiving you. It's because of your rejection. See, you don't like the delivery.
Right.
They didn't like Yah's best form of delivery when they sent Jesus. When Yahshua sent, when Yah sent Jesus, he had in his mind, surely, they killed all my prophets.
Yep.
I know if I send my son,
yep.
Oh, they will receive him.
Here he is.
And what imagine who, one who went about doing good.
Good.
Healing all that were pressed on the devil because Yah was with him.
Yeah.
And they killed him.
Dead.
Master of the house said, well, if they do this to me, you next.
Yeah.
They're already killing the prophets. They saw Isaiah upside down. They crucified Shimon Kepler upside down. I mean, gave us some horrific deaths. Won't y'all just be comfortable serving y'all damn gods? We just out here preaching and teaching. Anyone have ears to hear? Let them hear. You don't? Why you gotta come and kill us? Because murder is already in you.
Yes, sir. It is.
Oh, come on.
In case you hadn't figured out, modern is one of our greatest. It's our greatest badges of honor.
Come on, Chef.
For every one that dies, 100 more thousand gonna rise up.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yep. Come on.
Do we want to die?
No, we want to live like everybody else.
Yes. Ooh, Jesus. But see, for you, death is the end.
Come on. Man, come on. Come on. Marriage, come on now. Come on. Man, oh.
Why you make we talk the way we talk? Yeah. Because we have our confidence in
him.
In
him. Come on. Come on.
Man.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
You know what? I am seriously hoping and praying that I'm not the last of these type of preachers in this generation.
Mm.
I didn't say last preacher. I said last of these type of preachers in this generation.
Hmm.
Teach, where we at?
We're still in Ezekiel.
What chapter? What verse?
Ezekiel 8. And into verse 10. And all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the walls round about.
This is 60. Read, teach.
There stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel.
Now, you understand this, right? 70 retarded, foolish, stupid, dumbass men who's supposed to be the leaders of Israel. 70 buffoons leading Israel into idolatry.
Mm-hmm.
How many damn people we got here today claiming to be anointed? claiming to be a Yahshua,
yes,
leading a lot of deaf people, more so than the deaf Satanists, more so than the deaf music industry. They'll be praise and worship them, services stuff to false gods.
Yes, sir.
These dumbass people being deceived by these damn buffoons out here because they're taking personality and talent. Oh, I can't listen. I don't like his delivery. You would never love Elijah. Or Elisha. Or Moses.
Come on.
You found someone more Samuel.
Come on.
Don't give me that shit.
Come on. Or Jesus.
Or Jesus. Who will whoop your ass.
Yeah.
See, they getting finished.
Yeah.
And now y'all should take a whip.
Yeah.
Beat the shit out of them money changers out of the temple.
Yes, sir.
Did he not quote the prophet Isaiah when he said, in my house to be called the house of prayer,
right,
made a deaf den of thieves?
Yes, sir.
You don't think he got a zeal for his house?
Come on. Come on.
And you foolish ass people accept any damn thing. And you go, well, why are you so mad? Why are you so angry, Pastor? I tell you, well, you tell me why I'm so damn upset. You tell me why. Tell me why all of Israel is upset at your ass. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Most people don't understand this kind of passion, though.
They don't.
Because the only way you're going to really understand it is you must be.
Must.
Born.
Come on.
You have to be born. You ain't going to under. You'll never comprehend this.
No, sir. Creature.
So why you think that I'm all this a monster, and you want to kill me and sit me on and stuff, guess what? I'm going to lift my eyes up in glory.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you'll see me.
Yeah.
Coming in the cloud. Goodbye, King.
Yeah!
And everyone that is Israel.
Yeah.
Woo!
Believe it. Even at the throne. Say it. Great white throne,
yes. Yeah.
Be there.
Mm. We're going to find out who mad then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Praise Yah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this word's good.
Oh, yeah.
We ain't got
nowhere
yet.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This broadcast is almost over, man. We just getting started. You're just getting cranked up.
Yes, sir.
Come on, T.
And in the midst of them, the Jazaniah, the son of Shaphat, with every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up.
Mm.
Then said he unto me, Son of man.
What a son of man.
Have you seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark? Every man in the chambers of his imagery?
Can you imagine that these people would actually go off in the chambers and just make sure it's pitch black dog just to worship these damn gods? Read on.
Not only
there,
in their minds.
Yeah, the image of their mind, yeah. Listen, you have to think about it. Our people back then was on a whole nother level of meditation and worship than what we are today.
Oh, yes, sir.
Because y'all was seriously upset at this shit. That he had the prophet Yezekiel write about it. Read.
Well, they say, Yah does not see us.
Bullshit. Don't give a damn how fishback dark it is.
Oh, come on.
It may be dark those we can't see, but the darkness is like light to him.
I mean,
he sees ain't nothing hidden from him.
Yes, sir.
He sees everything perfectly clear.
Yes, sir.
That's why he's calling it out. Come on.
Well, they say, Yah has forsaken the earth.
You know what they're doing, right? Look at the condition of the earth. Yah's done for, I mean, look at America, right? Today, I just got finished seeing an excerpt. Well, here it is, the alleged nimbus and villain of America. You know what that's supposed to be, right? You know, Vladimir Putin. Hold on. So Putin is up giving a speech. And he's telling people, believe what you want to believe. But we believe the scriptures. Basically, he said, we're not ever going to have in our society men with men and women with women. spoke truth.
Yes.
I heard nothing that he said that was wrong. Do y'all know? I'm gonna give y'all. I know y'all don't know. But I'm gonna give you a pop quiz for everybody. I'm just gonna use y'all as an example. Do y'all know how far America landmass is separated from Russia? Yeah, very damn good. 2.5 miles. You can literally go to the top peak of Alaska and see Russia. That's how. That's what separates us. I'm gonna say it again. 2.5. Y'all believe me? Go check it out.
Yes, sir.
Go check it out. You can literally see Russia from America. That's problem. Don't tell me that. I've been to Alaska. I know. I've seen it myself. We got some people already typed in there, 2 miles. But mind you, the earth is round. Got you to end on. And I still ain't studied. I just believe. I've watched these patterns, these slices of no way in hell. No way in hell. And the bad part about it is, let me do get into a deep study of it. It's going to be over with. I only study, though. You know what I really wish, though? It's like, do y'all know those Arctic caps? The Antarctic caps out there?
Mm-hmm.
They actually have a military station down there where you can only go so far.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They don't want you to see that we're encapsulated by an ice wall. The whole entire spirit is Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They don't want you to see that. I don't know what the big deal is, because, you know, my mind says, who gives a shit if it's round or a spear or square or the hell? We here? You understand? I mean, my mind says that. But for some reason, it's extremely important to present it the wrong way. I'm going to tell you what my little, I got a little finite mind. It's like a little pea brain like this. I'm going to tell you what my pea brain says. You want to tell you what my pea brain says?
Up there.
Heaven ain't that far from us. Meaning the kingdom of Yah.
Right.
It ain't that far from us. Not like they're telling us.
Very true. Very true.
It's like close to being what you can think.
Yeah.
And mind you, I'm not intelligent. I just try to think every once in a while. Every once in a while. But it ain't that far from us. We have to understand we are in a very temporary state, and there's an eternal state.
Yes.
We use the word death all the time.
True.
And we think death means curtains, end. Nope. Death is the beginning. It's the end of the natural, the beginning of your spirit. The spiritual's already always existed.
Always been there, yes.
Always existed.
Yes. Come on.
But your natural has not always existed. No. Not yours.
Right.
Not mine.
Yes, sir.
Didn't make sense.
Yes. Praise
God. Hold on. Time out. Let's get back on Yellow Cayo because we're getting ready to digress. I can see it now. Let's get back on Yellow Cayo. We're getting ready to digress because, you know, we're going to beat this book up. We're going to bounce this book. We're going to stop this book. Oh, we can stop this thing, man.
Yeah.
Y'all start sending me down the road, man. We rolling.
Yes,
come on, teach. Where we at? What verse?
13. He said also unto me.
Verse 13.
Turn you yet again.
And see what?
And you shall see greater abomination.
And mind you, all this is the worship of Tammuz. or Tammuz. Every bit of it is. Read.
Greater abominations that they do.
What do he do?
And he brought me to the door of the gate of Yah's house, which was toward the north.
No, no, he didn't. Mm. What did he do?
And behold.
What did he do?
There sat women weeping.
Whoa. That's why you don't never let women leave worship.
God.
Oh, they can sing. But they don't leave.
That's the door of the gate.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Mm-mm. Y'all pay a lot of attention straight where you see a lot of stuff going on. I used to ask myself, what's going on there? You know what I'm saying? It just ended up that way. The women be singing, the men be playing music. I'm like, what is going on? Like, we doing stuff, living it, and not even knowing it. Because I promise you much better. You would much rather hear a sister sing than me.
I would.
Hallelujah. When they call up, the men sing to me. You got to come up. I can't come up. He can't come up. He can't come up. You drop or not? Oh, we're in the crowd now. We good now. Hey, we all this. What is all saying? No, we still including numbers.
Yes, sir.
We just ain't the singers. Know your place.
Mm.
And be glad.
Damn.
Wait. I just don't sound like him. No, you don't. Just sit your ass down. You don't sound like him. You damn piece of shit. You sound like a damn foghorn. That's what you're going to get from Straightway. We ain't going to lie to your ass. You sound like a piece of shit. Get him back here, boy. You know, back here right now.
Get the joy.
Somebody said, Pastor, just drop the mic. Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
All I can say, I love y'all. We just love you. We just love our Yah.
Hallelujah.
We love our King.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Man. Mm-hmm. Read verse 13 again. It was 13? We didn't finish it all.
14.
Verse 14. Yezekiel 8:14. You're going to see what I'm talking about because his name getting ready to come up. Right? If I'm right. Right? Read on.
Then he brought me to the door of the gate of Yah's house.
That was the temple.
Right.
Come on.
Which was toward the north.
Come on.
And behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz.
And what the hell are these damn women still doing the same damn thing doing today? They doing the same damn thing. Mm-hmm. Ash Wednesday is nothing but the same damn worship. Mm-hmm. Tammuz. Call it whatever the hell you want to call it. T-A-M-M-U-Z. The damn son of Nimrod. Mm. You got some?
The fact of the matter is this is no different than what's going on in each individual house of a man. When women stand up, even though they're sitting down.
And they leap, yeah.
They're weeping for their gods, and it just happens to be them. And instead of following the man, who's trying to follow Yah.
Let me tell you something. Because I'm going to take my time on this one, okay?
Yes, sir.
When people hear me, they actually think that I'm against women. And it could be nothing farther from the truth. But you hear me? I'm not against women. I promise I'm not against women. But the way that I speak They'll make you think that they will make you think I'm against women. But I'm not. I'm actually for our sisters, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There's nobody has ever been for our sisters more than me. That makes sense?
Yes, sir.
Nobody. Now, I'm telling you, I love our sisters. I do, man. I also know the ramifications of what happens when men, patriarchal, priest of the house, priest of the home, priest of the worship, the task, the oil of the temple. I also know what happens when you don't, when the men are no longer leading. Listen, y'all set this whole thing, read your Bible. Y'all set this whole thing up for the headship and authority. He set it all up under male authority, patriarchal authority. We're supposed to lead in worship.
Yes.
You don't believe me? Watch this. Let's do an acid test. Straightway versus the whole damn world. No, let's just don't go simple. Let's go the whole damn world.
Mm-hmm.
Who leads? Who's up front? The men of straightway in worship or the world? The men of straightway always lead worship.
Always, always.
Always out front.
Always.
Always. In Christianity, the women up front.
Always.
That's the largest religion in the world. Hell, even in Islam, the men are more up front than the women are. All these other religious temple vessels. Women all over the damn place. Emotionally unstable. And you have to listen to me close because y'all made a place for every single one of us.
Mm-hmm. Lord.
Man, don't ever try to be no damn woman. Woman, don't ever try to be no damn man. Don't think too damn highly of yourself. You know, our problem in today's society and our problem in Israel, straightway Israel, is division. I talked about, I thought that I would have gave us by the power of Yahshua the HaMashiach. I thought it would have gave us plenty of word last Shabbat.
That was good.
Man, like I said, be up there preaching. Putting this together. Getting scolded.
What?
I know, man. I'm like, man. I'm like, boy, Father, I don't care if it's great or little or a lot. I see my hip-hop, man. Just one damn cut is enough. A paper cut hurt just the same amount as a big-ass cut.
Come on,
Chef. And you sitting up here looking at the wonderful workings of Yah. I'm sorry, folks. I can't be manipulated. Nope. Can't come down to these damn mundane thoughts of this world. We got to press and move forward.
I mean,
I can't do it, man. I just can't do it.
Yes, sir.
I am a man. There's nothing but men in this room. There are women on the side of this camera.
Yes,
this whole entire ministry of Yahshua, Yahweh Elohim,
yes,
is built on patriarchal authority.
Yes, sir.
It is.
What kind of damn man are you? You let a damn man, a woman come in and start dictating and mandating and ruling and shit. That's like early we were talking about a polygynous family. A polygynous family. Hear me. Listen to me close. When Mother Carol and I were all, we've been married for a long time. We're already established. When Mama Nelly coming in, she ain't changing a damn thing. She's supposed to be there to assimilate. Our home is already established. When summer come in, you ain't coming to change the damn thing. say you never assimilate. You ain't coming to give me no new damn. I've been living this for 30-something damn years. You ain't been in this shit no damn time. You ain't gonna tell me a damn thing about living for y'all.
Yes, sir. That is right. That is right.
And you got some of you damn weak-ass men out there. You damn, you get a woman that's coming, getting ready, or you thinking about bringing a woman to your family, and you forget about your principal wife, and you don't let the ass come in town trying to damn rule and dictate. Damn. Let Aphrodite rule so I can put a sword through a funky ass.
I mean.
We done become a dumb bunch of platin maniacs. You only got one damn life to live, so what? You go to jail. Go to jail.
Right.
If they use that power, went to jail for righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Go to jail.
Yes, sir.
I was already on the path of righteousness before anybody came around.
That is the truth.
I was already on the path of righteousness before Mother Carey even got on it.
Man,
are you hearing me?
Come on, Chef. Come on.
And you get these damn young-ass women coming here with the spirit of Hagar. They ain't virgins. They ain't pure like Nadia.
True.
They come into a man's house already established and think you're going to try to change and run every damn thing with your funky ass.
Come on.
Ooh, like hell. Oh, let me get wind of it.
Yes, sir. Sit down for 5 years and shut your mouth.
Let me get wind of it. I'll show you how to sever that shit real quick. I don't mind telling you. I tell every man in this ministry.
Come on.
Through experience.
Come on.
I'm going to say it again, through experience.
Yes,
I'm going to tell every damn man in this ministry, you don't believe me, just start asking around. I said, listen, you better think carefully. You better discern extremely carefully before you put seed into that damn field.
True.
Because if not, the same shit and pain you experience in that world, you're going to experience over here, and don't blame y'all because y'all didn't do that shit.
Mm-hmm. Heard.
You better listen to me.
Yes, sir. You listen close.
Better listen to me real good. I ain't been living all this damn time for. Does not the book say? Y'all remember the story of the prodigal son?
Yes, sir.
Can I go this route? Y'all remember the story of the prodigal son?
Yes, sir.
Prodigal son decided he was going to leave his father's house.
Mm-hmm.
He going to live it up.
Mm-hmm.
And rise. No, he going to leave his father's house. Can somebody tell me one damn time that the father ever reached out and looked for him?
Did not.
Give me one time.
Not once.
You think I, as a father, supposed to be seeking out for my children? It ain't happening.
No, sir.
I am the patriarch.
I mean,
I am the ruler of my house.
Yes, sir.
I am the one.
Yes, sir.
I ain't seeking for shit.
I mean.
Last I checked, the parents are supposed to live for the children. And not the children for the parents. Because if the children did it, then you'll be bossing around and putting authority over the parents.
Yes, sir.
That shit ain't happening. If I can say parents would be pure,
yes, sir.
Father and mother.
Yes, sir.
It ain't happening. I'm in my place.
Yes, sir.
I'll be here if you ever come to your place. If you don't ever come to your place, I'll still be in this place.
Yes, sir.
Making sense?
Yes, sir.
You will never see me chasing after, seeking after any child. Ever. It ain't happening. I'm going to do like the father. I'm going to wait till you come to your damn senses. You repent, I'll be back.
Come on.
You say I'm sorry.
I'll be back.
Come on.
Whenever you call me, I'll be there. Ain't that the Father?
That's the Father.
Other than that, I'm in my same devil. Listen, I'm sorry, man. I have balls. I was, but my shit ain't going to be cut off. I don't give a shit with nobody. My shit going to be... Listen, a lot of things that I do in this world is because of mercy. A lot of things that y'all do in this world is because of mercy.
Wow.
Because of his mercy.
Yes.
We ain't consumed.
Yes.
Come on. Come on. I understand positional authority and live it. Could you imagine his pastor out and I'm the head of this ministry. I start capitulating to all these damn skirts and stuff. What's it going to do to every damn man in the prominence?
Oh, man.
We want to get that same damn advice from the people over in Esther.
Come on.
That's exactly
come on.
That's exactly
oh, come on, King. We need to have a discussion over here.
Come on.
These damn women, man, you gonna, if the queen do this, this disrespect,
yes,
this
sir.
Dishonor.
Yes, sir.
She's going to bone every woman in the province to do that. We can't have this shit. You got to put our ass away and get somebody better.
Glory.
There's always somebody better.
Glory, yeah.
Man, come on.
Come on.
Boy, the chat room got silent now, boy. Hallelujah. What happened? We still preaching truth here.
Still
yeah,
truth?
Still not
changed.
Oh.
Amen. Corner went down. That's a damn shame. A damn amen. Corner went down.
Yeah.
Why you damn mean that?
Come on. Hey. Come on.
Never mind. Never mind. I know one damn thing I could never, ever say that Yah has never loved me. I can never say that.
Come
you
on.
Can't say it. You can't say it.
No.
Even when we didn't know him, he still loved us.
Yes.
Come on! Yes. We know that he loved us because his very essence, his very character, his very nature is love. Yah is love.
Yah is love.
I don't care if chastened, received, rejected, it's still love.
Yes.
Our problem is our lack of damn understanding.
Truth, come on.
So what happens is when we get sick and tired of following a righteous rule of Yah, because we think he's too stringent, we start to go seek out the other mighty ones. That's what Israel did. That's exactly what Israel did. Start looking for other mighty ones. We start looking for Tammuz. Them gods would suit our worship.
Gods of flesh.
Yeah, the way we're going to worship him, indeed, you're going to accept it. Yahweh Elohim ain't moving.
Hallelujah.
He ain't moving a damn bit.
Rock.
I also noticed one thing about getting old, though. I mean, really.
Yes, sir.
You want to hear it?
Yes, sir.
When you get older... Did y'all see my video where I did earlier? I put on Patreon about women are emotional. And men, they deal more in thinking about the future.
Mm.
Women think, y'all didn't hear that?
Yes, sir.
Man, let me see if I can pull it up. Because we may need to play that right now. Yeah, I hope y'all can hear this. Watch this. All right, here it is. Let me know if y'all can hear me. Y'all standing by, give me a 10 if you can hear. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Listen to this. Got a few minutes. Well, all right, good morning. Good evening, good afternoon, my brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, patrons, Pastor Dow. Well, hopefully, here at least for a few weeks, I've got the travel behind me, because if you all know, this last past month,
can y'all hear?
Almost every single weekend, I've been either on the road, gone, or I have just been extremely busy here at the Hub. building and land building. So anyway, I'm here. So anyway, the question comes to me, and I've been meaning to deal with this for some time, so I'm going to go ahead and deal with it right now. And the question is this, Pastor Bowles, what are the differences between men and women concerning thought? And I'm sure this particular question right here is, it intrigues a lot of people. People want to know. And I'm sure right off the bat, I'm going to have probably about a whole bunch of women telling me I don't understand, I don't get it. But yeah, I do too. I really truly get it. When you listen to me, you're going to hear. The one thing that this world and this society does not want more than anything is a patriarchal society. Everything in America and this world is gearing towards and moving breakneck speed fast. As a matter of fact, if you was to put things on the scale between 0 and 100, right now it's like 80% matriarchal, and they're going from a gusto to 100. You look at magazines, they feminize men. You look at TV shows, feminize men. You look at these people in Hollywood, men putting on dresses and wearing makeup and looking like women. It's just off the chain. But they're after masculinity and they're after male authority. Remember, what our scriptures are built on is male authority. Remember, Yah is the one who created man after his own image. And, of course, a lot of people, they look for any loophole they can to try to make sure that they insert that woman in there, that she's in the image of Yah too. And, but you go and you look at everything that's concerning the law, that she was in the image of Yah, that she would have the same equality concerning the law of jealousy for a man and a chain of command in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, which it doesn't exist. Now, the difference is, in the way that women and men approach things, and this is a reason why
I don't know
any reason why men are in authority.
Wide open.
All right? Yeah. Women are emotional.
All right.
Women think, so I'll tell you what. What I'll do, if y'all can hear me, let me know we're back in here, okay? Damn, I love my, thank you. Thank you, babe. Hey, what I'll do is this. Did you hear?
I heard it between man and woman.
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay. All right. I'll try. Listen, if you want to hear it within 30 minutes, within 5 minutes after the broadcast is off tonight, and then by, let's say, 9:30 Central Standard Time, I'm going to put it back to Patreon. If you didn't hear it and you want to hear it, I'll leave it up for that long, then I'll put it back. But I said the difference between men and women and our thinking process. Women are emotional. I give you the cliff notes right now. They think from emotions. They think from here. Everything is damn here and now. They don't see shit afar off. Not a damn thing to fall. When I say afar, I'm talking about decades down the damn road. Men think decades down the damn road. Women are linear. Right now. Men are constantly thinking about the future. Women don't give a shit about the future. When I say that, I'll say that in the thought process. They do care about the future. It's just that they don't understand the way they're built. Now, they can fight against it. They can kick against it. It's easy. Wives submit and obey your husbands. And you done covered the whole damn future. You good. But they don't want to do that. They think they got a brain, operates mind, every damn thing. Because society, Roman society,
yes, sir.
None gave them this shit. Yes. Nobody taking nothing from you.
Family.
Oh, geez. But you hear me, man. Are you not hearing me, Gene?
I'm hearing you.
I'm like, God dang, man. How long do we got to keep doing this?
Do you know what you said a couple weeks ago?
What I mean?
Or was it last Shabbat? Is that our eyes are not on Christ. We're idolatrous.
We are.
And
we
instead
are.
Of just being happy and being a family and being in your role, you know, we go through that as a a lot of these men that come to Israel, they do the same thing. They're like, why can't I do this? Why can't I be that? Just be happy to be in the damn family. Just be happy to be in the family, escaping from hell, and serving your husband.
Say that again. Man, I get you. Gene, you know what's crazy? So, I experienced the putting away of one. One that I would never look at. You know what I mean? A man's heart. Who?
One before that.
Okay. So a man's heart is constituted towards, at least I'm going to give you my heart. You look out, you look at a woman, especially when you start looking at the scripture, instead of a husband unto the wife, be a father unto the fatherless. You ever heard that before?
Yes, sir.
You do this shit, right? And you do it righteously.
Yep.
So you look out and say, well, you know what? I don't really need them. They don't really need me. But you know what? I think I can do this. The whole time you're looking at the children. I've had a hell of a lot of good success rate with daughter design as opposed to brothers, men. And I know what the problem is. You get too much damn taste of this world. It gives you so-called perceived liberty. And you start feeling yourself. That shit gonna come to an end one day.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't tour around with men. I bring the damn hammer with men, man. I don't tour around, give it to you straight up. No mixture.
I appreciate that.
No, straight up, no mixture. I ain't a damn hypocrite. Now, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
And this world gives you an option to run to.
Yeah.
In Israel, when we had our own nation, you didn't have no option to run to. You disobey your father and mother, you got stoned that damn day. Am I right?
That's right.
Oh, the world, we're in captivity, so take your liberty that you perceive you have.
Yes, sir. Come on.
And I'm speaking to them that know the law.
Yes, sir.
You get it?
Yes, sir.
You got something?
Yeah, I said this to Pastor Miro the other day. I said, the problem is that the world is better at separating themselves from us than we are separating ourselves from
you
the
know
world.
What? You just hit, damn, you just hit up to hell. You ever heard the proverbial nail right on the head?
Yes, sir.
You just hit it.
Yes, sir.
Say it again.
So, Pastor Miro the other day that the world has a lot more success and is more apt to separate themselves from us.
And they do it too.
And they do it easily.
Yeah, they do it easily because you look at the rich. Do they not separate from all of the other
peasants
and goyims? And
but when it comes to us, we have a very difficult time separating ourselves from the world.
Why?
The problem is because we don't love the Father. It says if you love this world, or the things in this world,
in the love of the Father.
The love of the Father is not in you.
Ain't that.
And it says if you don't love Christ by keeping his commandments, then Jesus will not love you and the Father will not love you. Serious.
Trying to get a comment I just saw just a second ago. I won't miss it there. Damn, maybe I lost my train of thought. All of zeros. For real, we had no connection. Oh, shit. Oh, man.
I still hear it going in there, though.
Huh?
I still hear it. Going in there.
That's all too late. All right. So I'm sitting there thinking, as a man, you know, a man, we're designed to be the protectors of our daughters.
Yes.
Our men, they have two options for what I read in Torah. They can go out on their own established, or they can build on the house that is already established. You get that, right?
Yes, sir.
The wise will say, I'm going to build on the house that's already established.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are doing that today? Mm. And that's one of the indictments of straightway. They say, well, y'all never get to keep nobody around. No, we got the damn world dealing a damn deck that is loaded. Sin, iniquity, transgression, thy will, thy way. You got, y'all always got the winning hand.
Yes, sir.
You think you win because you get a few hands. You don't win in the end. Is that a good analogy?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So, my daughters, like Erica and Nadia, they vindicate what I've been preaching and teaching all this time. Then I got these young sons. Because when Elder Mitchell came around, just Brother Mitchell, Brother Mitchell literally just threw himself at my feet. Listen, what most people don't know about Elder, you know Elder Mitchell now. That's the head of Straightway Kentucky East. You didn't know Brother Mitchell. And you didn't know Brother Greg. But Brother Mitchell came to me and said, and mind you, we talking about the height of both of them. Brother Greg was probably making like $110,000 a year. Elder Mitchell was making between $80,000 and $100,000 a year. They live in this big ass town home in Houston. I first went down, I was like, what the shit is this? They had like two cars, two motorcycles. They was all over them. I was like, what is this? I know what they was doing. They living the life. They literally living the life. I told them, oh, we gotta get rid of this shit. You know what they did? They started selling shit. And left. They started selling shit all over the place. Adam Mitchell, he would come and he'd say, just tell me what to do. Do I need to do this? I said, no, son. Uh-uh. See, if I tell you what to do, the onus is on me.
Mm.
But if you get the revelation and you can understand and comprehend what to do, now the onus is with you. But it's on you. But I already know you know what to do. That man submitted himself not 1%, 2%, 50%, 100%. Now look at it. There's not another man in Israel that I can say is nowhere near closer to me than Elder Mitchell. When it comes to seeing the physical proof in hand, that brother's on it.
Yes, sir.
And to help with him with Deacon Gorman, Teacher Greg, because you can't do it by yourself. I didn't do it by myself. I had Teacher Shane. I got Deacon Bell. You hear me? I got Elder Doug.
Yes, sir.
I'm out front. My face is here. I'd rather put his face up here. I'll be in the back damn ground. Because when you're in the military, you don't want. Let me try to get in and help me out of here. So, the world Matter of fact, you don't have to be in the military. You can just be in, just existing. In the world, everybody thinks they want fame, fortune. They think they want their face to be known, their name to be known. But then once it gets out there, you learn something. It's the silent warrior that nobody ever knew about that actually really truly gets to live life. Nobody knows him. Mission still accomplished. Deeds are still being done. You out here, you want everybody to see you. You want everybody to focus on you. And now you have no peace. You have no serenity. You have no privacy. Every damn where you go. And you think that's something to be gloated out. So why does all these damn Hollywood so-called quote-unquote stars always, when they get out in the public, they look like these damn gremlins?
True.
They dress up in trench coats.
Yeah.
Big-ass sunglasses,
yep,
and hats. Because they don't want to be discovered.
Yeah.
Because they have no life. While trying to have fame. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You got to teach y'all.
Come on. Come on.
Listen. It's not a big... Listen. You be better off in the military terms to be a silent warrior. Not known. Because guess what? You're a silent warrior, not known. You can get on the aircraft like somebody else. Anybody else. You can exit the aircraft. Nobody's badgering you. Nobody's recognizing you.
Yes.
I mean, I can hardly go anywhere in the world, especially in America, that somebody don't see me and know me. I promise you, Bill Rufus has been with me. All my child has been with me. People are running me down, passing out all the way across the desk, all in there screaming. I'm like, that is not safety. You get it?
Yeah, that's right.
In no way, shape, fashion, or form. Well, you can see these people and they just go through life, live it quiet and peaceably. So you think you want to be known, it ain't all that. It definitely is not all that. And mind you, I'm on a very damn low scale. The pride of them wicked-ass man, look at me. Who in the hell want to look at you? You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
We're just existing. We're here.
Yes, sir.
We're getting through this. Did I say something wrong?
You did not say anything wrong. No, sir.
None of them damn celebrities. They're all controlled by... They think they won't fame. And you know how many damn stupid-ass people literally become a tool of Satan and sell their soul for fame, want to be seen, pride for life. Want to be known, pride of life. Then when they get there, they don't want to be known. Stupid as shit. No, you better off as a silent warrior. Nobody know you. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
In any way, shape, or form?
Yes, sir.
You can navigate, move through the airport, go through any country. You got to worry about the CIA after you. Because once you get out in America, CIA is there, man. They own your ass then. You got to worry about no damn cartels or nothing. You just move freely. Because in their eyes, you're useless. You want to be. Why not? It baffles the mind, don't it? I can't teach nobody that. Frogman, can you chime in on that, man? Can you give a comment, Frogman, Ranger? Y'all give a comment? I'm telling you, man, if I wasn't the face of this ministry, I would do every damn thing clandestine. you'll see a black figure up in front of him with one arms out on the side. But I get it. Somebody got to fall on the sword. I promise you I'm not doing it because teachers tell you, man, I ain't trying to be, nobody trying to, I'm not trying to be seen in any way, shape, fashion, or form. I promise you, I am out front because I have to be out front. If I didn't have to be out front, I don't have no problem putting somebody else, you get out there. I'll sit back in the background, watch this. That's what I'm saying.
Didn't you say the same thing a couple of years ago?
Come on.
You said a couple of years ago that before you came onto YouTube, you literally had to be prodded by the Most High, and you told everybody in the community that the personal time that they got to spend with you was coming to an end, and that you were sorry about it.
Yeah.
But you had to be obedient to the Most High, and not to what you wanted, because you were just going to come, build houses, live in righteousness, and let the world go to hell while you're waiting for the king.
That's it. That's exactly what I said. One more time, I was going to do what?
You're going to build your houses, grow your food, and wait till the king came back to live in righteousness.
And everybody else can go to shit.
And I thank you for suffering for me.
That was our philosophy, for real.
Had you not been obedient, I wouldn't be here.
I get it, my brother. You get it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I didn't see it, Ranger. I mean, there's a lot of comments coming. I just didn't see it, my brother. If you don't mind, just post it again. I may see it this time. But, hey, that's where we are is Israel. Oh, yeah, we out the time. All right, anyway. Glory to the king. I got to get up early in the morning. Oh, quiet professional. You got it. I got it. Intelligent from my unit location. Devil song, Devil saying song. No publicity. No. Yeah. Yeah. Who gives a shit? Does somebody know that you done killed this diplomat, done that. You don't want the damn world to know. Those let Americans say, we got them! Good enough for me. You get it?
Yes, sir.
As soon as they know who you are, as much as they make public every damn thing, your face comes out on this damn screen, man, the whole damn world know you. Your family never have peace. Never have peace. Did I give y'all a new paradigm to break out this?
Yes, sir.
There's nothing more disgusting to me than somebody trying to come up in front of you, make themselves known so they can be known. That is a sickness. That's a serious-ass disease. That's something wrong. It's called pride.
Yes, sir.
Pride. Go before destruction and the Holy Spirit. Always before damn father. Anyway. It's crazy. I'll be sitting here, right? It'd be 7:15. Can you say 7:15?
7:15.
I get three knocks at the door. Mind you, I've been up since 5:30. They knock at the door. I'm just talking about brothers on the land who have no nefarious, they just mission of the, what we got going on, nothing. Are you following me? Three of them go, pass. I'll tell my sires, go tell them I'm not getting up out of this seat for the damn 10th time this morning. They don't know it's the 10th time. They think it's the first time. Because it's early in the damn morning. I done answer all these phone calls. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
I done been up answering email. I got to return another damn phone call. I got to run not only this community. I have 15 other down communities, 10 other homesteads, all this other stuff. I'm like, ask them what they want. No disrespect. Ask them what they want. Now I see why CEOs in the world get paid so much money.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get paid because of this. They get paid for this. Again, only them understood. That's the reason why, if you ever notice, CEOs don't last long in any company. Everybody, it's crazy because everybody works to get to that level. Once they get to that level, a couple of years, they fizzle out. Done. I just want to find me some remote place on the Cayman Islands or some shit by myself. I'm good. Let the world... But see, in Israel, I can't do that. I can't. I've been called. I won't do that anyway. Because I'm not going to do disrespect to the sacrifice that y'all has given us. Come on. I won't have to do it. I got to be spent, and all of us going to be spent in the process. We're going to be spent. But we're going to show honor to the respect of the sacrifice that Yahshua the HaMashiach has done.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we get started, here we are again. Another broadcast. Three, four notes. I thought we was going to go down that path. It just didn't happen. Just didn't happen. But, guess what? It happened.
Yes, sir.
Israel, 11 a.m. tomorrow morning, Central Standard Time. We'll see y'all. Be the Father's will, and I think it is the Father's will. I want y'all to be encouraged. But with Israel, the set-apart ones, we need to be more sober, more vigilant. The death season, what is this, February?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And we still got all of March. We ain't made it through March yet. That's 31 days in that one. Then we have April.
Let me go back quick.
We ain't out of the woodwork yet.
Right.
We're not out of the woodwork yet. Please prepare yourself and your communities, your homesteads, and yourselves for the feast days. Let's get ready.
Yes, sir.
Let's get ready. We have to be like Sister Nadia, preparing herself for her groom.
Yeah,
to be married.
Yeah.
We need some good teachers, like the father, Brother Freeman, mother, Sister Freeman, Bobby. You get it?
Yes, sir.
Prepare that daughter for the marriage supper of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
That's why we're here, all of us.
That's it.
So, no matter what people say or think, I love you all, Israel. It's nothing personal, but it is personal. But it's nothing personal. I didn't call out your name privately. I didn't shoot at you privately. I didn't shoot you personally or openly. Let Yah deal with you. Let it convict your heart. Stop the finger pointing and blaming. If the damn shoe fit, wear it.
Yes, sir.
Nobody care what size it is. If it fits, wear it. And let's move on from that. And let's go on in beauty of holiness.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Let's end with pulling hard. Damn, it's Hebrews. Chapter 4, verse 5. Man, I hope I got this right. I did. 5-4. I was going with that at first. It's Hebrews 5, We ended it on this one, all right? That's it. 5-4. We ended it on this in Israel. This is it. Come on.
No man takes his honor unto himself. But he that is called of Yah, as was Aaron.
Shabbat shalom, Israel. See y'all in the morning. King comes.
Amen.